Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at this same time. Thanks very much for listening. Stick around. New guy coming up. Can't remember his name. I trained with him, and I can't remember his name. That's how awful I am. But he's great, and it's his first show today, so stick around. You could have some fun.
Try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes. Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options, there's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
The Jalagas issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, Liveband.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records. CITR is proud to sponsor Yonatan Gat at the Biltmore Cabaret, July 31st. Voted best guitarist last year by the Village Voice, Yonatan Gat will be joined by DJ Selector Dub Narcotic, Snake River of Saskatchewan, and our very own Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers. Advance tickets are only $8, that's $2 a band. For more information, go to the BiltmoreCabaret.com.
In June 2013, Indigenous peoples from around the globe met in Alta, Norway, to create a global platform to carry forth to the 2014 Special Session of the General Assembly, focusing on rights of indigenous peoples. Adopted by consensus, the ALTA outcome document outlines a global platform of issues with solutions. As indigenous peoples and First Nations, although we may live within the current laws of the land, as native peoples, we also have our own laws, spirituality, worldview, lifestyles, and ways of knowing that form our foundation. We have the right to live according to our own principles and beliefs. This is called self-determination. We also have the right to sovereignty over our lands and territories, and over our resources such as air, ice, oceans, waters, mountains, and forests. These rights are recognized under international law. In addition, governments have a responsibility to protect, preserve, and restore our sacred sites and cultural landscapes. We will work together until these rights and responsibilities are realized and applied. For more information, visit WCIP2014.org.
An ocean of sound and echoes abound. It's Saturday night, so chill, and don't go out until your ears have heard a neater, deeper reverb. Bringing you the newest tracks and old favorites of shoegaze, post-rock, trip-hop, dream-pop, and everything in between with a sick echo. Enter into a deeper reverb every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on CITR.
Hi, this is Valerio from CITR Radio 101.9 from UBC. Today is a beautiful day, and I have here for you, listeners, a very nice interview with two Italian bloggers that they are going to talk about Italian culture, but in Vancouver, because they founded a very interesting Italian blog in Vancouver. It's called Diario da Vancouver, which means diary from Vancouver. And it tells many stories of this beautiful place, but even give a suggestion to Italians people that they would like to come to Vancouver and to migrate here, to work in Vancouver, or just to know what's going on in Vancouver. Let's listen. Good morning, listeners. This is Valerio from CITR 101.9 from UBC Vancouver, from CITR Radio. Today I have the pleasure to introduce here two Italian bloggers that they arrived in Canada 3 years ago, and They opened a beautiful blog for Italian newcomers, and I am Italian, and I have this wonderful opportunity to host Diego and Ile. Now I want give you the voice and.
Okay. Well, hi everyone. Hi everyone, and I'm Diego. I'm Diego, and both me and my girlfriend, we came here, as Valerio said, 3 years ago, in June 2011. It seems like yesterday, by some means. And we come from Udine, which is a small town close to Venice. If anybody knows Venice, or if anybody knows Udinese, I know Valerio is a big soccer fan.
Yes.
But he's a fan of Milan, so...
Viva Argentina, by the way, for Sunday.
For Sunday, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it will be a good match, first of all, and then I'll see who to cheer for.
Yeah.
And here I am with my beautiful girlfriend, Ile, and together with her, we opened, as Valerio said, this blog. Say hello.
Hey, hi. Well, I'm Ile, but my real name is Ilenia. But I don't like the sound of my full name, so You can call me Ile, it's fine.
She's very self-conscious about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So today we want to talk about this blog because, as many of you already know, in Italy, like all in all the world and Europe, particularly in Spain, in Greece, and in Ireland, Portugal, but even in Italy, unfortunately, we had a big economic crisis, which means a very high unemployment. And this reason, it's one of the reasons why many, many new graduated students, they left Italy and they chose to emigrate. Every year, thousands of Italians leave the country to go around the world. So today we want take 20 minutes, 25 minutes to talk about Diario da Vancouver.
Yeah, correct.
So Diego, Diario da Vancouver is your blog and Ile's blog that you opened. So why did you open this blog and when?
Well, basically we opened this blog when we came here, when we first came here in June 2011. And well, it's curious how we opened it, how everything started, because just before coming here we went to St. Louis
for two weeks
to meet with a friend of ours. And also there's a funny story about that.
Well, St. Louis in the States. Missouri.
How many St. Louis do you know?
I have no idea, but just to be specific, so.
Okay, well, we met with this guy, and from there, like, we stayed there 12 days, and every day I was shooting off an email to our friends just to keep them up to date with what was going on, because it was the first time for us overseas, and it was a pretty good experience, I have to say.
It was actually funny because of all the differences between Europe and States or North America. That's why
I guess
you started to write.
Yeah, every day I had something to write, something to talk about.
Yeah.
And I started like that. And I wanted to do the same when we landed here in Vancouver. So using the email wasn't that that handy. So we decided to start this blog. And it slowly picked up. Like at first was just to keep up to date our family and friends, but then other people started reading it, surprisingly.
Well, that happened when we started to write about like documentations and visa, how to move to Canada. Because first of all, I mean, when we started, we just started to write like about lifestyle here, small differences, and then we started to share our experience about visas and
well, but to say the truth, like, there were other Italians that were coming here.
Yes.
So they needed, you know, when you go to another place, you try to look for something that is similar to what you're living, right?
Yeah,
so,
true.
Like, they wanted to touch base with us and see how we were doing kind of, I guess, start a little community or something to see, to front all the difficulties that an immigrant has to deal with. So, yeah, we started having many followers to our Diario da Vancouver, which, by the way, means, how can you translate that? Like diary? Or
it's a diary.
Or log from Vancouver?
Well, diary makes me think more like milk, cheese.
Dairy.
I'm joking. Diary.
Yeah.
Or water, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so wonderful. So, Ile.
Yes.
So, you said you arrived here in 2011, right?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
When you arrived in Vancouver, Diario da Vancouver, the blog, was already alive, or you founded it after?
No, we started like I don't remember exactly the date of the first post, but no, it was when we started here in Vancouver, so not before.
So in Italy he was not.
No, yes. We opened it here.
A few weeks later.
Yeah, it's kind of something like that. When we found a place where to live, we started to know the city, how to move there, and then we opened it. Yeah.
So I assume that. Like at beginning, the goal of Diario de Vancouver was like a joke, spare time, nice spare time to describe beautiful Vancouver and British Columbia.
We talk about that to be in touch with our family and friends. That was the main. The first idea, we started to write just for them. We didn't think about we want to build a huge community of Italians and to help Italians. It was just like for family and friends.
Right.
But it's funny because I can say that. I'm pretty sure that my parents and your parents read our blog, but not really our friends, close friends, I mean.
Right.
So in the end, not anymore for them. I mean, it's for everybody, but only.
Yeah.
I mean, people that doesn't know us, they don't know us. They read the blog.
I find it a really really good and useful reference point for Italians.
Thanks.
From Italy and in the, not just in Vancouver, Italian that are already in Vancouver, but even Italians that still have to take the choice to leave the country.
Well, it's a good tool. I mean, if you want to understand how the city is laid out,
right?
And you don't know too much English,
the
language. This blog is written in Italian, right?
But you know what? Sorry, I interrupt you. But I tried to before moving here. I tried to find blogs or like forums of people that were already living here, but I didn't find anything at the time. So that's why also we started just something new, something that doesn't exist yet. So I think we were. I'm pretty sure we were the first who opened a blog in Vancouver.
I think not just in Vancouver.
For in Canada.
I think at least in Canada, because this is. I find your idea really really. Everybody can think about the blog, a thing is just to think and to do nothing. A thing is think, but then open the blog and every day, every single day. After work, very tired, go there and
you got the
listen
point.
The it's followers. Yeah. This is amazing.
Well, not when we started. Now it's a huge work.
How many followers right now you have? More or less?
We have different medias, right? We have the website, and we have also like our social media, like the Facebook page.
Is actually the same name, Diario da Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Facebook. Okay.
Advertisement.
Yeah, of course. That's advertisement and space.
We have like 6,000 views a month, around 6,000 and 10,000 views a month on our website. And we have, I don't know, like around 4K.
Yeah, I think.
3.5K followers on our Facebook page. Yeah, by the way, Facebook page is much easier to update, so we put there like the fastest update there. So if we have meetings, if we have news.
Oh, today it's sunny. Let's write it on the Facebook place.
Yeah, just random
page.
Random comments, so. Right?
Yes.
Right. So www.diariodavancouver.com. This is the website of wonderful Italian blog in Vancouver, Diario de Vancouver by Ile and Diego. And this is CITR Radio 101.9. My name is Valerio, and I'm very happy to have here today Diego and Ile from Diario de Vancouver.
Oh, we're happy too.
Yeah.
So, guys, for sure, I assume that Diario de Vancouver is useful for let the newcomers know why Vancouver is so beautiful and what did you find in Vancouver for sure. But what, like, followers ask you for, like, what are the most common question that followers they let you know and they ask for, and also what are the strangest thing that you every day you have to face to talk about, like, for example, culinary, music, or just work, permanent resident card,
immigration
stuff. Mm-hmm. So what are the topics of this blog?
The most common question, I think, was what's the weather? How's the weather in Vancouver? It's cold. Oh my God! Do I have to bring my heavy clothes, or how's in summer? It is snow a lot.
It's a common stereotype in Italy that Canada is a cold place, but they don't know that there's summer here actually. So you get
here in Vancouver
high temperatures and they're not aware in Italy.
We have 30 degrees, for example. But when in Italy you think about Canada, do you live in a igloo? No, we don't live in a igloo.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's the.
Yeah, no. It seems offensive, but it's just, I don't know, a stereotype, like, I guess a stereotype for Italian Latinos, hot person, passionate. Well,
yeah.
I think that's even because we are very far from there. And
if it's very far.
If just we think about the time difference, like 9 hours of difference between Europe and here, it's huge.
Yes.
Yeah, especially when you have to talk with your parents and they're ready to go to sleep and you just woke up.
Yes.
So. Do you find many differences? Like, what did you find the big difference in Vancouver? Like culinary difference,
cultural difference,
culture.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things you have to deal with.
Right. How is the pizza? How do you find pizza in Vancouver?
Which kind of pizza?
No, I mean whatever. Not the pizza.
Can I say that?
I mean, yes, you can, but not pizza like fast food.
Them.
But I mean, like, if you go in a pizzeria.
Yeah. Okay.
I make pizza by myself, homemade.
Well, us okay. too. Yeah.
But
do you use the pizza stove or in the oven?
No, I use just a gas oven. Electric.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should buy a pizza stove. Then you're gonna make. I make my personal pizza, and I bought a pizza stove, or fire stove. I don't know what's the name here.
Wow.
Basically, you can have the same pizza you have in the pizzeria.
That's true.
Wow! But so you.
I mean, we same pizza in Italy.
Yeah.
So so if I understand well, you built by stones like an oven.
No, that was one of my dreams. Then I met with a friend, and he said, "Look, the important thing for pizza is the temperature for the pizza, like the thin crust. You know, the Italian pizza is the temperature." And if you cook like on a pizza stone and in a barbecue, you can reach those temperatures. So what I did, like I borrowed my landlord's barbecue, and every time I have to make pizza, I put the stone in there. And
so it's like pizza is cooking like on the barbecue.
Yes, inside the barbecue.
Yeah,
oh,
but
correct.
It's just for like 30 seconds. It's pretty fast.
No, it's not.
Well, you have to the stone has to reach the temperature, and then you put the dough of the pizza.
So it baked good there.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it turns out to be like.
Yeah, you're gonna make pizza tonight.
Have to prepare.
Yeah.
No, I have to play soccer.
Yeah,
I think now at that point, many of our listeners they will eat pizza tonight. Just talking about pizza.
Yeah,
I'm craving now for pizza.
Anyways, back to the art of Vancouver.
Oh, we were talking about the what are the common questions they ask
the,
us?
Yes. The awkward questions.
Awkward.
Good point.
Awkward.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about. I mean, I know the one other common question. It's more related to how to move here, and how to become permanent resident here.
That's the most common questions are.
Related to
related
the
to immigration.
Do you think that, months, there are some more restriction from the institutions, like from federal government or BC province, for this kind of documents?
Well, we have 3 years of experience here, so and we saw how things changed.
Yeah, we witnessed lots of changes in the immigration policies, and
they are closing. The main idea in my opinion now, it's that they are they just wanna let come in here only people that they really need for the for the Canadian economy. And that makes sense. I mean,
We don't blame them.
They don't need waitress or I don't know. They need people with degree or a lot of experience in certain fields.
People that you can rely upon to improve your economy. We witnessed in Italy what happened with all the immigrants. Like in Italy, there's no. Not that I'm aware of, no policies, no restriction policies Canada has. So,
if you think about Italy and Canada, we don't have any policy at all.
In Italy, we're citizens, so we're not interested into immigration policies. But
no.
I just want to interrupt a few minutes this conversation of Ile and Diego from the Art of Vancouver, because I would like to listen with you listeners their music that they brought as the first one that we are going to listen is Canadian lady. Her name is Briga. She was in the Vancouver Folk Music Festival last weekend. Briga, she played a very nice song, "The Whore." Thank you. Good morning, listeners.
Sorrisi su tuo viso come ad agosto grilli e stelle, storie fotografate dentro un altro rilegato in pelle, tuoni di aerei supersonici che fanno alzare la testa, il buio all'alba che si fa d'argento alla finestra. Avrai un telefono vicino che vuol dire già aspettare, schiuma di cavalloni pazzi che si inseguono nel mare e pantaloni bianchi da tirare fuori che c'è stato un treno per l'America senza fermate. Avrai due lacrime più dolci da seccare, sole che si uccide, pescatori di telline e neve di montagne e pioggia di cordine. Avrai un legnetto di cremino da succhiare, avrai una donna acerba e un giovane dolore, viali di foglie in fiamme ad incendiarti cuore, e avrai una sedia per posarti e ore vuote come uova di cioccolato ed un amico che ti avrà deluso, tradito, ingannato. Avrai, avrai, avrai il tuo tempo per andare lontano, camminerai dimenticando, ti fermerai sognando. E avrai, avrai, avrai speranza e sentirà di non avere amato mai abbastanza. Se amore, amore avrai, avrai parole nuove da cercare quando viene sera e 100 punti da passare e far suonare la ringhiera, la prima sigaretta un po' di tosse, un tale di agrifoglie e candeline rosse. Avrai un lavoro da sudare, mattini fradici di brividi e rugiada, giochi elettronici e sassi per la strada. Avrai ricordi, ombrelli e chiavi da scordare, avrai carezze per parlare con i cani e sarà sempre di domenica domani, e avrai discorsi chiusi dentro le mani che frugano le tasche della vita ed una radio per sentire che la guerra è finita. Avrai, avrai, avrai il tuo tempo per andar lontano, camminerai dimenticando, ti fermerai sognando. E avrai, avrai, avrai la stessa mia triste speranza e sentirai di non avere amato mai abbastanza. Per quando amore, amore, amore.
amore avrà.
Strangest thing that you every day you have to face to talk about, like for example culinary, music, or just work, permanent resident card,
immigration
mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. So what are the topics of this blog?
Well, the most common question I think was what's the weather? How's the weather in Vancouver? It's cold. Oh my God! Do I have to bring my heavy clothes or how's in summer? It is snow a lot.
Because it's a common stereotype in Italy that Canada is a cold place, but they don't know that there's summer here actually. So you get
here in Vancouver
high temperatures and. They're not aware in Italy.
We have 30 degrees, for example. But when in Italy you think about Canada, do you live in a igloo? No, we don't live in a igloo.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's the.
Yeah, I know. It seems offensive, but it's just, I don't know, a stereotype. Like, I guess a stereotype for Italian Latinos. So, hot person, passionate. Well,
yeah.
I think that's even because we are very far from there, and
if
we think about the time difference, like 9 hours of difference between
it's huge
Europe and here, it's huge.
Especially when you have to talk with your parents and they're ready to go to sleep and you just woke up.
Yes.
So. Do you find many differences? Like, what did you find big difference in Vancouver, like culinary difference,
cultural difference,
culture?
Yeah, that's my the I don't know, it's one of the hardest things you have to deal with,
right? How is the pizza? How do you find pizza in Vancouver?
Which kind of pizza?
No, I mean whatever. Not the pizza.
Can I say that?
I mean, yes, you can, but not pizza like fast food. But I mean, like, if you go in a pizzeria.
Yeah. Okay.
I make pizza by myself, homemade.
Well, okay. Us too. Yeah.
But
do you use the pizza stove or in the oven?
No, I use just a gas oven.
Oven,
electric.
Yeah.
Okay. You should buy a pizza stove, then. You're gonna make. I make my personal pizza, and I bought a pizza stone, or fire stone. I don't know what's the name here.
Wow!
But basically, you can have the same pizza you have in the pizzeria.
That's true.
Wow!
Same pizza in Italy.
Yeah.
So if I understand you built by stones like an oven.
No. That was one of my dreams. Then I met with a friend and he said, look, the important thing for pizza is the temperature. For the pizza, like the thin crust, you know, the Italian pizza, is the temperature. And if you cook like on a pizza stone and in a barbecue, you can reach those temperatures. So what I did, like I borrowed my landlord's barbecue. And every time I have to make pizza, I put the stone in there. And
so it's like pizza is cooking like on the barbecue?
Yes. Inside the barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh.
Correct.
But it's just for like 30 seconds. It's pretty fast.
No, it's not.
You have to, the stone has to reach the temperature and then you put the dough of the pizza.
So it baked good there?
Yes.
Yeah. It turns out to be like.
Yeah, you're going to make pizza tonight?
Have to prepare.
Yeah.
No, I have to play soccer.
Yeah,
I think now at that point, many of our listeners, they will eat pizza tonight. Just talking about pizza.
Yeah, I'm craving now for pizza.
Anyways, back to the area of Vancouver.
Oh, we were talking about the what are the common questions they ask
the,
us?
The awkward questions.
Awkward.
Good point.
Awkward.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about. I mean, I know the one other common question. It's more related to how to move here, and how to become permanent resident here.
That's the most common questions are
related to
related
the
to
immigration.
Do you think that, lastly, months, there are some more restriction from the institutions, like from federal government or BC province, for this kind of documents?
Well, we have 3 years of experience here, so and we saw how things changed.
Yeah, we witnessed lots of changes in the immigration policies, and
they are closing. The main idea for, I mean, in my opinion now, it's that they are. They just wanna let come in here only people that they really need for the for the Canadian economy, and that makes sense. I mean,
yeah, we don't blame them.
They don't need waitress or I don't know. They need people with degree or a lot of experience in certain fields.
People that you can rely upon to improve your economy, We witnessed in Italy what happened with all the immigrants. Like in Italy, there's no not that I'm aware of. Like no policies, no restriction policies like Canada has. So
well, if you think about Italy and Canada, we don't have any policy at all.
In Italy, we're citizens, so we're not interested in immigration policies.
But everybody can come here in Italy as refugee and stay in Italy basically forever. Here, no. If your visa expires, you can renew or you must leave the country.
Yeah.
No point. I mean, that's it. In Italy, whatever. Yeah. I can stay here. It's more easygoing.
I
guess.
I'm not very agree with you, Ile, because just lastly weeks that I worked in a restaurant, I met some guys that they are Canadian or other nationality, and they were in Italy, and they told me that they had a lot of problems with visa, restriction even from Italian government. I think it's not that easy. I also told you that was easier than here, but I think it's not that easy. I have no idea how, because we are citizens, as you said,
so
but I think it's not that easy.
You know what is not easy in Italy? Bureaucracy. Bureaucracy. I think those person, especially if they were Canadian and they went to Italy, I think they faced the Italian bureaucracy and they just gave up, because that's what I would do. So
well, here is not easy too, to be honest.
Well,
but it's well organized.
It's better organized
compared to Italy.
And it's
it's
everything clear.
That's true. It's better organized, but I mean, I don't want to take the defense of my country, Italy, but I have to say, here, Canada is huge. Like, it's the second country biggest in the world after Russia.
Yes.
And respect the space, the population is very low.
Well, it's half of the Italian population.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For example, British Columbia is almost 4 times of Italy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if, for sure, the organization here, everything regarding bureaucracy is better than Italy, but still here Canadians, I have Canadian friend that they complain a lot about Canadians policy and regulations and system.
I think that everywhere you go, you'll find somebody complaining about something.
Yes. Yes.
And
everybody complains about weather.
I mean, the bureaucracy, it's not positive thing, but I think it's something that we bring we bring from the story and the history of the country.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, it's not very realistic to compare two different countries in according to the bureaucracy.
Yes.
Because, for example, for Canadians, bureaucracy here in Canada, it's high. And for us, the Canadian bureaucracy, it's like
nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you that history has a big role in the society and everything else. But I'm still of the idea. Like, I'm a programmer, I base everything on the KISS principle. You know the KISS principle?
No, I don't.
Keep it simple, keep it stupid simple.
Keep it stupid simple.
I like that.
So,
where did you learn that?
University.
No, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, so you said your job is a program computer?
Yes.
Programmer?
I'm a programmer. I'm a software developer. Yes. Yes.
So you work as a
software developer. Yeah.
Developer in Vancouver, right?
Yes. Yes.
What about you, Ile?
I'm a manager of a store, a paint store in North Vancouver.
Wow.
In cui maschi e femmine hanno pari diritti e dignità, non sa cosa sia la competizione.
Caparesa.
In maniera equa, non conosce la guerra, l'assassinio e la violenza.
CITR Radio 101.9 from UBC, this is Valerio, this is Caparesa, Italian player.
Per il bonobo il sesso è alla base dei rapporti sociali, si accoppia sia con etero che con omosessuali. Davanti al cibo i bonobo prima fanno un'orgia e dopo mangiano, senza mai litigare. Il bonobo non è aggressivo, è sessualmente appagato, non discrimina il diverso, non va al Family Day. La scimmia è l'evoluzione dell'uomo.
Naturalmente vi aggiorneremo.
Try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes.
Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options. There's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track. I'd race you to the station, and I'd bust my way in from the back. And they might try to stop me, but I would not put up with that. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track, and I'd steal your keys. Sell your car, and I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. If you met another man, I'd punch him in the face. Violence makes me angry. This would be a special case, because seeing you with someone else is simply more than I can take. So if you met another man, I'd punch him in the face and then steal your keys. And then I would sell your car, and I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. Yes, I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. And if we had a whole bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. And then I'll chase you down with this guitar, begging you to reconsider. And if you wouldn't listen, I'd follow you on Twitter. If we had a bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. Just don't you leave me behind. I took so long to find you, and because of you I've lost my mind. And all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise. Yes, all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise.
101.9 CITR Radio. This is Valerio from UBC. And I just want to say a big thank you to Ile and Diego, the two Italian bloggers that they had with me in this nice interview. We pre-recorded the interview last week, because unfortunately they can't be here in live, but next week, next Friday, we're going to listen to the second part of the interview from these amazing Italian bloggers and amazing blog, Diario da Vancouver, www.diariodavancouver.com is the website of this Italian blog. And even on Facebook there is Diario da Vancouver group, where they post a lot of different events that sometimes they organize in Vancouver, as at Italian Cultural Center or other place. Very, very nice. So now we are going to listen Goodbye Malinconia, still from Caparezza, this Italian artist. Thank you to listeners. And see you next week. Bye.
ora, non tiene dimora. Tutti in mutande, non quelle di Borat. La gente è sola, beve poi soffoca come John Bonham. La giunta è sorda, più di Beethoven quando compone la nona. E pensare che per Dante questo era il bel paese, laddove si suona. Per pagare le spese bastava un diploma, non fare la starolicona. Né buttarsi in politica con i curricula presi da Stella e Riona. Nemmeno il caffè sa più di caffè, ma sa di caffè di Sindona. E poi se ne vanno tutti, da qua se ne vanno tutti. Non te ne accorgi, ma da qua se ne vanno tutti. Da qua se ne vanno tutti, non te ne accorgi, ma da qua se ne vanno.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes. Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options, there's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track. I'd race you to the station, and I'd...
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of War, freedom, burn, and death, I can't get it with me. God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hello, this is Radio Zero on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tyler. I'm going to be joined in the studio today by Cooper Saver. He's coming up from LA to do, we'll hang out and play some records on the show. Cam is on an island somewhere. And also we're going to be doing a... 45-minute DeMarc Cantu feature on the show at the beginning here because he'll be coming to Vancouver tomorrow night and doing the third installment of Skippy, or the second one, Skippy number one or two, I can't remember. Pretty excited about that. He's doing a full live set, and it sounds like it's going to be a long one and pretty major burner, so yeah, it's going to rule. I will put the link up to the event listing to where so you can get more information about that. But yeah, let's get cracking here with some music from the man himself, DeMarc Cantu. This is Some Fantasies Are Good. We'll start off with that from Canada's own Forbidden Planet record label. This is the first EP they put out, I guess. Forbidden Planet number one. So yeah. Some Fantasies Are Good, DeMarc Cantu.